I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Coming up later, Cliff Frelick of Cinema St. Louis and filmmaker Frank Popper will be here with a preview of the St. Louis International Film Festival. Later, too, we'll have a remembrance of Cardinal organist Ernie Hayes, who passed away last week. But first, it's an iconic image. A chorus line of female dancers in exotic costumes on stage at Radio City, a music hall, and that in unison, eye-high leg kick. Who can't picture that right now? The Rockettes are in St. Louis for a Christmas spectacular show at the Peabody Opera House. We have two of the Rockettes with us today. Please welcome Laura Eiberg and Becky Stout. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
And Jeff Capitola is the Vice President of Touring for the Rockettes, and we say hello to you.
Thank you. Hello.
And you seem a bit underdressed, Jeff, compared to our other guys.
I am, sadly, isn't it? It's somewhat embarrassing to travel like this.
I hope we can get a picture of them, put it on our website before they go. People can check that a little bit later, the Cityscape page, because you're in costume. Is that what you do wherever you go?
Yes. Well, we're in our 12 Days costume right now. It's actually an 8-minute dance number, our tap dance number that we do in the show, and you'll be able to see it this year.
You know, one thing I didn't realize, I had no idea that the Rockettes actually, what was it, in the mid-20s, actually originated in St. Louis?
Right, as the Missouri Rockettes in 1925.
What do you know about that?
Well, they started here and then moved on to New York City with Roxy Rockefeller, who was the originator and choreographer, and then ultimately landed at Radio City.
Isn't that amazing? Could we find out about you two young ladies and how you became Rockettes?
Of course sure. You can.
Now, first, Laura, I wanted you're actually from Highland, Illinois.
Yes, I am. It's about 45 minutes east of St. Louis.
Little Swiss German town.
Yep. And I'm both of those.
Are you?
I'm from Highland, Illinois, and it's really exciting to be back here in St. Louis. I was just talking to some of the girls, and I just can't believe when we got in off of the flight last night, I couldn't believe that we're here and that I'm with everyone doing the show so close to home.
Yeah, and you figure for you, all of a sudden, there are going to be lots of family members and people you went to grade school with in the audience. And
yep, they're all coming
thing.
To see it.
What about you, Becky? Where are you from?
I'm actually from California, but I live in New York City, and this is my first time in St. Louis. I'm really excited to be here with the Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah, and the Peabody.
We have a great show for you here.
Yeah, the Peabody was a facility here. It's recently been renovated, and it's a great venue. I'm sure you've had a chance to look around, or maybe not. How long have you been in town?
We just got in last night, and we got to see some of the backstage this morning, but we're going to move over there to start teching, so.
Well, did you two set out, to be dancers? Is that what this is all about? And when did it ever occur to you you wanted to be a Rockette? And I know something there are 500 ladies audition for that every year. Anyway, how did it happen for you?
Well, I always was dancing when I was growing up, and I didn't get to see the Rockettes actually perform
until... Were you one of Highland's best dancers?
Well, now I for sure am. A little modest, no. I saw the Rockettes perform at the Fox in St. Louis while I was in high school, and after actually getting to see them in person on stage, that was when I knew I wanted to be a Rockette, and so that was my new dream, and I went out for it, and finally, my fourth year around, I got that call.
you tried 4 years
yep,
in a row.
Yeah, I auditioned four times and finally was the chosen one for that year. 2008 was my first year. So,
what's your story, Becky?
This is my very first time being a Rockette. It's such an honor and a privilege. I've known that I wanted to be a professional dancer since I was two. Someone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I said a dancer. And they said, "No, but what about a real job?" And I said, "A waitress." check.
So you accomplished both of those.
But yes, I have wanted to be a Rockette for a very long time, and it actually took me a very long time to get here.
Yeah. Jeff, what is it? First of all, how many Rockettes are there altogether? I know you have a couple touring groups, and I guess a base that stays in New York. But what does it take to be a Rockette?
Well, you have to be proficient in ballet, jazz, and tap, and we look for...
Ballet?
Yep, exactly. And what's interesting about it is they're really athletes in addition to being dancers, and they are in top condition. They take excellent care of themselves. We do our best on the road. There are two touring productions. One sits at the Grand Ole Opry for a full season, and then this production will move on from St. Louis, go to Dallas, and then on to Chicago. We also pay attention to quality of life. We travel with an athletic trainer. Mm-hmm. We make sure catering is well taken care of. We put them in corporate type housing where they can do some cooking. It's all about taking care of them.
Speaking of cooking, I read some interesting things about your diet. I guess
okay. You
kind of have to live by that, huh?
Well, as Jeff said, we consider ourselves athletes. So We have the best athletic trainers, and we have to stay very well hydrated and well nourished. But we are burning a lot of calories every show, so we have to stay very well nourished.
Now, I know someone's figured that out, how many calories you burn. Someone's figured that out, right?
I believe it's over 2,000 per show, and sometimes we do 4 shows a day.
Wow.
So we have to eat a lot.
Hey, I did something in your honor today because I was looking over the menu and what you eat, and there's a recommended breakfast, which is like, you look like you know what I'm talking about, Jeff.
And what is the recommended breakfast?
Well, it's basically sort of an egg with spinach.
Fantastic.
So well, I've got the recipe here. I'll give it
to you. I know that our directors recommend having blueberries for brain power, so
really?
It's nice to start the day off with those.
How strict are the – I mean, is there somebody that – is there somebody that, like, weighs you once a week? I mean, how much pressure is there on you guys?
Well, when we come into the season, we do have a weigh-in because they expect us to be in our top physical condition at the start of rehearsal. But usually there's no problem. All of us girls, we love what we do.
You're self-motivated.
We come in prepared, ready, knowing what we're getting ourselves into.
Well, let's talk about the Christmas show, and that is going to open on the 8th, which would be next Thursday, and run through Saturday the 17th at all different times and things. Mm-hmm. So there's some new things in the show. What should we expect?
There are indeed. We've played here twice in 2004 and 2008, and we are thrilled to bring this show to the Peabody Opera House. It's based on the 75th anniversary production of the show. A curtain rises at one point in time, and the Rockettes appear on a double-decker tour bus that with the 50-foot LED screen behind them with the state-of-the-art technology as well as content takes the women through the streets of New York City, including Central Park and Times Square. We finish up before the Nativity with a wonderful number written for this show called Let Christmas Shine, where the Rockettes are in beautiful Swarovski crystal costumes, and it's really quite spectacular. There's a lot of brand new stuff that the St. Louis audiences haven't seen, and yet we've maintained Parade of the Wooden Soldiers and the Nativity, which would be favorites.
What about this double-decker bus?
It is truly a work of art. It is, by the way, would have been cheaper to actually buy a real bus. However, we had this thing constructed. It comes apart and goes into the truck like any other piece of scenery.
But it weighs as much as a bus.
It does indeed. It weighs about 6,000 pounds. So it's a pretty magical thing that happens. And again, it's double-decker with an open air on the top. So there are Rockettes on the main floor and Rockettes above as well. So it's pretty exciting.
We figured if you can't make it to New York for Christmas, we'd bring the magic of New York Christmas to you.
Absolutely.
Hey, we appreciate that. Well, how long does the show last? And I'm thinking you can't possibly dance through the whole show, right?
We do.
We travel with an ensemble that does some numbers as well, and Santa and a pair of brothers are looking for a gift for their sister. So there is a storyline as well. But the Rockettes, as we all know, are the stars of the show.
Yeah. Well, would you want to highlight a couple of numbers for us?
Well, my absolute favorite is Let Christmas Shine. It's the finale number, like Jeff said. And it's a great meaning. And it just sends chills down my spine every time I'm dancing it. And the whole ensemble's with us and the singers join us at the end as well. And it just brings like the joy of Christmas out.
So is it a nostalgia thing? Is that what you're going for?
I think so. We set that number up with what we call the retrospective film, which does a brief history of the Rockettes before we reveal them in this absolutely stunning costume on this beautifully lit staircase. I think it's really fantastic.
Hmm. What kind of – you know, when you dance as much as you guys do, do you have to rehearse? And this sounds like a silly question, but I mean if you're dancing sometimes a couple shows a day, like every day of the week, when do you rehearse?
Well, we do rehearse. We just got out of the rehearsal period, actually. We had rehearsal 6 hours for 6 days a week. And so it's very rigorous, but it gets us to where we need to look and be. So we come in here, and then basically we'll start the teching process, and we'll have dress rehearsals before we open. And then depending on how shows go, we'll have like some extra maybe calls to have a rehearsal here and there, but...
Well, let's talk about your costuming. And like I said, we're going to try to get a picture of you on our webpage because you've got some great, beautiful outfits on now. But there are a lot of costume changes, right?
We do. We have 8 different costumes in the show.
So that has to really be organized. I mean, you can't just kind of go back there and...
No, backstage we are just as choreographed as on stage.
Talk about that. I'm fascinated by that.
Well, our fastest costume change is 90 seconds, and it's from the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, which, as Jeff said, has been... in the show since 1933. And as soon as the curtain drops, we are choreographed to unzip and
take off the hat, yep. Our rosy cheeks.
We have jackets and pants mm-hmm. and socks and take off our shoes. And then we have to put on a whole new costume for New York at Christmas, the double-decker bus number, which includes a different hat, jacket, dress.
Gloves, earrings, mm-hmm. shoes.
It's and it all happens wardrobe. In 90 seconds. So we're very lucky to have a great staff back there to help us.
I think you said, Laura, about taking off your rosy cheeks. You weren't kidding, right? Because you have little red dots that you use?
Yep, we sure do.
There are some little fun facts here. Wardrobe goes through over 30,000 red dots per season. Those are for the cheeks.
Correct.
That's amazing. And the Rockettes perform 300 kicks per show on mm-hmm. four-day show. That's 1,200 kicks.
That's a lot of yes, kicks.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trivia there. What else can we expect?
Well, I think that each number brings something more exciting. The Rockettes are in the North Pole as rag dolls. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, we have Santa Claus, of course, and he on the streets meets two brothers who are looking for a gift for their sister. They fly from New York City all the way to the North Pole. It's a very exciting time. You know, and once they get there, there is a multiplying Santa number where there are 33 Santas on stage mm-hmm. at the same time. It's literally something for everyone.
Obviously a show for the whole family.
It is. Yes. All ages can enjoy it. If you've seen the show before, it's brand new this year, and you should definitely see it again. And if you haven't, it's a must-see.
So a couple things just occur to me. Like, you know, when you meet people out, maybe you meet a nice young man, says, what do you do? I'm a Rockette. Oh, sure you are.
I don't know if it quite goes that way.
I'm thinking like if, you know, you go out on a weekend, you're not working, you don't go out dancing, do you?
Every now and then, yeah.
I love to. Okay. Yeah, I love to go social dancing, mm-hmm. swing dancing, and yes.
Well, the Peabody Opera House presents the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, starring the Rockettes. It's going to open next Thursday and run through Saturday the 17th, various times. It's all at the Peabody Opera House, which is down on Market Street. If you'd like ticket information, you can call 1-800-745-3000 or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Peabody Opera House's website. So, Jeff, any final words?
We hope to see everybody out there. We love this town, are happy to be back, happy to bring the Rockettes to where it all began, and look forward to seeing the folks of St. Louis and the surrounding area.
Well, Laura and Becky, enjoy your stay in St. Louis. I hope you have a great
time.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. Coming up next on Cityscape, we have a preview of this year's St. Louis International Film Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.